amputated patient is trying to engage emergency care in digital age or will die trying. Son of leg amputee patient, healthcare system works in silo where it should work across the silo. About 4 years ago, my friend, a French digital economist, actually one of the top social media influencers in his country, felt a violent and sudden pain in his knee at the back of his leg as he was playing with his 3-year-old grandson. Turns out it was his popliteal artery that was ailing. My friend had been experiencing what you might call the equivalent of a cerebrovascular accident, but instead of happening in his brain, the bad news was happening at the back of his left leg. His son, a physician, calls 911, or rather the French equivalent of 911, as this is all happening in France. The son happens to work at the exact same place where the father lives. How convenient and ideal for an emergent patient. Optimal reaction time, as you might say, excellent. Except that no ambulance was sent. In spite of the accurate description of popliteal aneurysm symptoms made by his son on the phone. Yes, you hear me, on the phone. I know, this is digital age, but guess what? Emergent and non-emergent patients are being triaged on the phone. The whole thing seems to run by fortune teller, rather than by scientific standards. If you want my opinion, it would be high time we would upgrade said standards. Anyway, the person operating the triage system in this particular circumstance did not deem it necessary to require an ambulance, so much for optimal reaction time and care. When finally the ambulance came, they were not sure exactly where to go, so they just drove my friend around, see if they could find some available OR and some available surgeon, vascular surgical specialty. Sorry, that OR is not equipped for vascular surgery. That OR is equipped for vascular surgery, but it's not available right now. Oh, okay, I see. Well, we'll try some other place then. And so on and so forth. 4 hours later, and this is happening near Paris, mind you, not in the middle of nowhere, my friend finally sees a surgeon. Said surgeon, where's the frown? Not sure you can keep your leg. It looks bad. You should have come earlier. I kid you not. Guess what happened next? My friend had to undergo several painful surgical procedures and vascular surgeon could not avoid leg amputation. They could not save my friend's limb, pay and suffer. The saddest thing of all is that it is only the beginning of the nightmare. I've been listening to him telling his story on various occasions in the course of the past few years and months, and each time he sounded like whenever he was trying to explain his situation to medical and admin staff, he got put in his place. A few days ago, he told his story on his blog, using real names, and wrote about conversations that actually took place, real conversations. But he ended up receiving threat phone calls. Will harm your family if you don't take this offline, off your blog. That kind of thing. He pressed charges on grounds of delayed treatment and lost the trial. Dismissed case. The point he wants to make, our healthcare system works in silo, where it should work across the silo. How about using telemedicine for patient triage? 72% of consumers are willing to see a doctor via telehealth video conferencing in the US. Just about the same in France, I would guess. Data privacy, when you might lose a leg in the process, you know, data privacy. I'm not sure you would be very fussy about that. Now, how about some smartphone app that would signal which OR is available in which surgical specialty, so that ambulances don't have to drive a patient around for hours trying to guess where they should drop him? Well, guess, is emergency care bound to be like a shot in the dark in digital age when we have a killer app for for just about anything, anything but health. How ironic. Yet, in the course of 4 years, we saw a lot of engineers. They offered their eager and friendly and expert help and advice to make appropriate apps and promote telemedicine. Now I'm thinking back at all the efforts we have deployed and looking back at all the meetings we've held, but to little avail. We could have saved time. We could have saved energy. Why? Because you know what? It's not in the best interest of those occupying a privileged or strategic position to listen to my friend and his embarrassing futuristic technological mood. Still the same story here. You've heard about emperor and barbarians, right? Well, whenever I listen to what my internet and futuristic-minded friend has to say about digital economy in general and its disruptive aspects in particular, though, the futuristic technological mood thing just makes perfect sense. What happened to my friend could happen to me, by the way. It could happen to you. In fact, it could happen to just anybody. Forget about France, forget about the US, because it's just the same story here. Medicine is sick. How can we heal it? We don't need lonesome cowboys. We need pit crews. Now, saying this is as disruptive as it gets, mind you. Will surgeons let the patients hold the scalpel? I, for one, know the answer, and I'm sure you do as well. With a magic wand, I'd aggregate the data patients collect through apps so patients and MDs can understand, learn, and act on it. And guess what? If I don't have magic wand or a fairy to fix it, like in Matilda the musical, I'd use some microchip dedicated to genomics or some healthcare collecting data software thing. Who knows? Much of the healthcare system design sets patients up for failure. Huge shift in design. Thought is needed. We need to set people up for success. And I don't understand why, how comes my friend did receive threats? Engaged patients should be embraced. Yes, that's exactly the point I want to make here. Engaged patients should be embraced. So let's embrace this patient because really he's trying to engage emergency care in digital age. And believe me, I wouldn't want to lose a leg in the process like he did. So yes, I would definitely embrace this patient. How about you, doctor? Emergency care? I don't know, doctor, nurse, whatever. Are you embracing this patient? Are you willing to help? Thanks for listening. Have a nice day.